This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here in California this November, voters could be the first to approve a new law requiring all genetically modified foods to be labeled as such. GMOs, as they're known, genetically modified organisms, get their start the same way most foods do, as a simple seed. Janice Ray spends a lot of her time with seeds, thinking about them, planting them, and writing about them. In her new book, it's called The Seed Underground. Janice, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kai.
How did we used to take care of our seeds? I mean, it wasn't so long ago that farmers, you know, they didn't keep them in their pocket quite, but they were responsible for their own stuff.
It wasn't that long ago. In the last 100, 200 years, exactly, farmers couldn't run down in their jalopies to the feed store and buy new patented versions of seeds like they can now. Farmers had to be caretakers, not so much renters of this genetic material they were using.
That's a good phrase, renters of seeds. That's kind of what happens now, right?
Yeah. With the advent of patenting laws and the ability to patent life, basically, lots of traditional varieties have been patented, and then lots of new technologically produced varieties patented. But a patent supersedes the rights of a farmer to save his or her own seeds.
How does it work now on a corn farm or a tomato farm or a strawberry farm or whatever it is? I mean, how do farmers get their seeds now?
So what a farmer would do would be contract with a large seed company and usually be growing a genetically modified seed. Now, what I looked at in the book is I got to travel around to gardens across the country, and these gardeners I call quiet revolutionaries who are still keeping alive these old place-based vintage traditional varieties, sometimes family heirlooms and sometimes simply open-pollinated varieties no longer found or found very seldom on the marketplace.
Obviously, the big agribusinesses and, you know, Monsanto and all those guys, I mean, you're not huge fans of theirs, but are they, in your view, are they bad? Are they evil? Are they doing wrong?
I'm not opposed to technology or science. I believe science should be used for the good of all humanity over the long run. I'm opposed to science and technology being used for short-term profits. So I'm not going to use the word evil, and I can say that hybrid seeds have brought us a lot of good, and perhaps GM could. I think there are more questions than answers about genetically modified organisms at this point.
Janice Ray, her book is called The Seed Underground. Janice, thanks a lot.
The pleasure was mine.